We start this hour in California, where heavy rains continue to drench parts of the state. That's prompting evacuations in some communities and threats of flooding and mudslides.
The California Highway Patrol says accidents on area freeways more than doubled yesterday compared with the same period last week. And the National Weather Service reports that downtown L.A. and other cities and towns across Southern California broke records for the 2nd of December. In San Francisco, more rain has fallen in the last few days than in all of last year. Rick Dickert is a meteorologist with KTTV Fox 11 LA. He's with us from Burbank to tell us more about what's going on there. Welcome, Rick. And what's the latest?
Thanks, Jeremy. And I'll tell you what, I fly up in a helicopter in the rain and the sun here in Southern California. It's been a couple of really nasty days of flying. And you mentioned San Francisco and all of their rain. They have already had nearly 100 flights canceled because of the bad weather, and those cancellations and delays down here in Los Angeles as well because of wind, rain, and low ceiling. But a lot of rain, typically that's what happens here in Southern California. It's feast or famine. Typically, do we have an average rainstorm or an average rainfall season? Usually we're very dry, like we've been the last 3 years, three consecutive years of drought, or quite wet, and we're starting this rainfall season on the wet side, much needed because of those drought conditions. But when we get it all at once, it causes a lot of problems. You mentioned accidents. This morning here in Southern California, between midnight and 6 a.m., the California Highway Patrol logged 46 separate crashes. You compare that with last Wednesday morning when it was dry, there were only 12. And what it was, actually that final rainfall record for downtown LA ending at midnight was 1.21 inches. That's about half of what we typically receive on average during an entire December. We got it in just one day. That's at the old, broke the old daily rainfall record of 1.10 inches set back in 1961.
Well, how much is left to come? Is there still more rain in the forecast?
Throughout the morning rush, we saw generally just some light rain, more of nuisance rain, nothing really significant. The hillsides are still holding in those burn areas, but the flash flood watches are still in effect, specifically for the Colby Fire burn area. That fire started on January 16th of this year above Glendora and Azusa, suburbs of Los Angeles. Another band of subtropical moisture is poised to move in over Southern California during the late afternoon and evening hours, dropping potentially another half inch to inch or more. And because of that, the National Weather Service and the USGS, they both coordinate these flash flood watches for these debris flows in the burn areas. They are anticipating those rainfall rates to reach that threshold, possibly a half an inch or more per hour, which could cause some of those debris flows. Not only in the Colby Fire burn area, but also in Orange County, we're watching the Silverado burn area as well. That's in the Silverado Canyon area of the Cleveland National Forest.
And Rick, you're talking about the downside of this rain. Of course, a lot of people are looking at this and saying this is a great news story because California has been in such a drought. But earlier this week, we spoke with Steve Chiatakis at KCRW in Santa Monica, who told us the rain often comes into things like the LA River and flows out into the ocean. What you really need is snowpack in the Sierra Nevada. So how have the Sierras done in this storm?
They're getting some snow, but because this system has a subtropical component to it, a warmer component to it, that moisture coming from the subtropics, that means the air mass is warmer. That means the snow level's higher. Here in Southern California, the snow level's up above 8,000 feet. But you said it. We could be doing the backstroke to work here in L.A. with several inches of rain. What we need is that snowpack. And, yeah, they've received several inches of snow up in the high Sierra, but not a whole lot, but enough to start the season off. The majority of our water here in Southern California for our daily usage comes from the snowmelt during the springtime. So, yes, they have received some snow, not a lot. The system is a bit colder up to the north because there's this parent low associated with this storm. It's moving inland. It has colder air with it, and the Sierra Nevada is set to receive several more inches of snow over the next 24 hours.
How many more storms like this would you need in California to end this drought?
Many. This is just nothing. I mean, we really need several storms like this. And not only just one season, we probably need a couple of seasons, Jeremy, to really catch up. Again, we're talking about three consecutive years, record low reservoir levels. A handful of these storms really won't do much good. They'll help, definitely. I mean, we'll take anything we can get. And also here in Southern California, even though a lot of this water, as you said, runs off into the ocean, which pollutes the ocean, by the way, too. I call it the big flush. I surf out there in it. And everything on the roadways, all the soot, on the rooftops, oil on the streets, rushes into the Pacific Ocean untreated, creating a real hazardous situation. Shouldn't be swimming or surfing in the water for 3 days. But what that water does do is it limits water usage. Hopefully people turn off their sprinklers. After a good soaking like this, we don't need to water anything for a solid week. That'll help as well. And we are optimistic that this rainfall season will be at least average here across the state of California, not below average like we've seen the previous three drought years.
Rick Dickert, meteorologist for Fox 11 KTTV in Los Angeles. Rick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.